Hey, this is Kat Kahn from Knoxville, Tennessee.
And Tanya Rice from Minneapolis, Minnesota. We are grateful you've joined us.
And we cannot wait to share with you.
The musings of a couple of yogis.
We hope you learn, laugh, and enjoy
And we hope you will share with us.
any of your comments or questions.
Without further ado, this is Two Pittas on a Pod. Hello, Kat.
Hey, girl, hey.
Are we actually going to talk about what we're supposed to talk about this time?
I don't know. I'm kind of feeling like we need to really talk about aging today and how yoga can help and just the process of aging. Because guess what? We all do it.
Yeah. Well, there's some things going on with each of us, and I think there's some things going on with people in our family, and we're seeing the effects of aging. And I feel like it seems like it's a pretty common conversation amongst most of us, our lovely prime age, where we're talking about our parents and seeing things change and hearing about life and all of its complications and losing people we love. And so, aging, yeah, you can't stop it.
No, and thank goodness we age because the only way you can stop it's death,
True that.
And as our bodies age, we change physically and mentally both.
Yeah.
So it's sometimes hard, but I think it's a lot of it is our perspective and how we look at it. If we're like, oh my gosh, my butt's sagging today, instead of like, oh my gosh, look at that,
Or
I
like you're like, hey, it's sagging, but you know what? I'm 50 something and I can still
Yeah.
rock a headstand.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe sore for a couple days, but I can still rock one.
So it is interesting the way people approach aging, but I find that most people that do yoga seem to have a healthier attitude about aging, and I think they have a healthier attitude. And I'm not saying that you suck if you don't do yoga, but people
Yeah, you do. You should do yoga.
that But people generally seem to do better because yoga helps with your flexibility. So that makes you feel younger. It helps with your muscular strength, helps with your balance, all things that start kind of deteriorating a bit after you pass the age of 18. My son even said, wow, I'm getting really tight. I used to not be tight. And I'm like, you're 28. And he's like, yeah, I used to not get this tight when I was, I'm like, so it doesn't have to be, you don't have to be 50 to all of a sudden decide that your body's aging. But, we do start losing flexibility and strength and, staying involved in, oh, yeah. Well, the sagging stuff. Yeah, y'all didn't see Tanya's grabbing hold of her neck and.
My turkey gobbler. Sorry.
But yoga can kind of help slow down the aging process because it keeps our bodies in better shape. We increase the flexibility that keeps us from being stiff, improves our range of motion, and we feel more youthful just by being more flexible.
And even if it doesn't necessarily change, counteract, or slow down your aging process, it will make it easier to slide into so that it's not so cut and dry. You think about how many times you hear people say, it was like overnight I lost my vision. All of a sudden I was wearing readers, and then the next thing I knew I was in trifocals. All the things. But so, yeah, to your point, yoga is anti-aging. Why? Well, first of all, it is quite literally about cell lubrication, oxygenation, rejuvenation from a very, very cellular level. And therefore, it helps with joint pain. It helps with creaking. We all creak, but sometimes we're extra creaky as we age. It helps with hydration. So it's there for hydrating your skin, which helps with skin elasticity. It's also because your cells are reworking oxygenation, cellular hydration. It works on muscle strength. It works on muscle elasticity. It works on breaking down fascia. And fascia is what creates scar tissue and stiffness and immobility. It works on our central nervous system. So, yoga as a whole, as a practice, helps us decrease our heart rate, decrease our blood pressure. It helps us with the rest and digest regime. response in the body, which means that we're actually going to work on absorbing the nutrients we need from our food and better able to process and eliminate, so that when we have a regular yoga practice, we also keep regular bowels, we keep everything moving regularly, which will help us keep disease at bay and keep our immunity high, which will protect us as we age as well. It is known to work directly on the bladder, the kidneys, the bowels, large and small intestine, because of the amount of forward folding and back bending that we do, works directly on those major organs. So it helps with strengthening the bladder, strengthening the floor of the pelvis, which helps with a lot of people as they age, prostate issues in males, leaky bladders, weak bladders, not fully emptying bladders in females. There's the list goes on and on and on. We also have documented proof that yoga helps with menopause and hormone balancing that helps with the aging process as your regular hormone levels start to shift and change as you age. I mean, the list is crazy, crazy.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the mental and emotional well-being also, because as you age, your anxiety, your depression, your overall mood can wane. And so it can help a lot with that. One thing that I find that a lot of people are, that they mentioned their posture becomes better doing yoga. And a lot of people develop that kyphotic C-shaped curve as they get older. And by keeping the core muscles strong, especially the lats, that helps maintain postural alignment. And if you think about it, just from a structural strength standpoint, when you're keeping your skeleton in a neutral position, you're much less likely to have cervical neck pain, low back pain, if you're keeping that alignment better. And so if you know that if you look back at, like, my grandmother had really bad kyphosis, if you know that that is probably in your DNA, then keeping good posture alignment can help prevent other problems down the road. But it also helps with your weight management and your metabolism, because, you know, as you get older, your metabolism slows down just a bit. You don't have to eat as much because you're not growing like you were before. So being a bit more mindful about your eating is healthy. It's helpful.
Yeah. And you think about, when you talk about structure of the body in general, it is mindful yoga is great for your knees, your hips, your ankles, which are a lot of the things that are problematic for men and women as they age, needing knee replacements, hip replacements, because of the amount of wear and tear we put on the lower half of our body for the entire first 50, 60 years of our lives that, you know, mm-hmm. by the time we get to 70, we're like, dang, I didn't do enough oil changes in my left knee. And now my left knee engine is sucking wind, right? Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, because we, instead of choosing forms of exercise that were lubricating and rejuvenating, we were spending a lot of time, I was for sure, wrecking my body doing high impact, high intensity workouts, thinking that was the way of it, and not really thinking about the longevity of my body. Mm-hmm. Because at the time, I was really only looking at the external outcome at that time and wanting, you know, the perfect runner body, although I never got there at 5 foot tall, but it was real fun to try.
Well, you know, it's funny. We had this conversation with a friend of Edward and I had this conversation, and he was talking about this book Outlive that I have, and I haven't read it. I'm trying to read it through osmosis. It's not working, but I'm going to actually have to sit down and read it. But it's a big old thick book. But he was talking about doing this, doing that. And, you know, Edward's an orthopedic surgeon. He goes, look around you. How many marathon runners do you see living to be 100 years old? Not many. You know, how many, not to say, and Edward strongly believes in yoga and in working out, but, you know, our bodies are not built to withstand that kind of torture. So, you know, even if you do live to be 100, you're probably going to have a lot of joint health, but yoga does help with that bone health. How many times have you asked people in your classes if they're concerned about osteoporosis? I regularly ask that because I like to let people know that it is a weight-bearing activity also. So that's going to help increase their bone density and decrease their risk of fractures if they do yoga. Now, it's not just yoga that does that, of course. Any exercise is going to help do that. But it's kind of neat that yoga helps with that.
Completely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's interesting too. I think it's always fantastic too, how many times people come into the studio after having injured themselves from their other sport and somehow came to yoga because they were told it would heal them so they could get back to their other sport. And then once they get truly into yoga, they kind of forget about their other sport.
Or they just do both and yoga's just as important as that other sport.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah, mm-hmm. Hopefully. Assuming that they don't go back to a sport that's going to injure them.
Yeah.
So hopefully there's that. Yeah, it's always fantastic to me. So I am going to bring this up. My instructor doesn't know that I'm going to do this, but I'm going to bring this up. We have an instructor at the studio, and I'm using her as my living proof of what yoga can do for a body. My instructor, Sue, is 72 and 3 months, and she's a rock star. And I just think to myself, man, I think she feels better in her 72-year-old body than I do in my 52-year-old body. And I want a piece of that. So I got 20 more years of doing yoga, and hopefully I get to that point.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. And I just think it's fantastic because she can literally out chaturanga all of us. It's amazing. And I'm like, man. And if I were to line up a bunch of 72-year-old people, they would not be in the same health form that she is. It's living proof. And you see it on advertisements. There's the one chick who's on Instagram who's like the 99-year-old yogi.
Yeah.
And we just lost the one who was the 100-year-old yogi or whatever. So, I mean, yeah, they're all over. And there's, you know, proof that it works. It's just crazy, though. I'm gonna be that person.
Welcome. Good.
I got 20 more years to get there.
So yoga's good for you guys. You know, let's all be Sue.
Let's all be Sue.
Let's all be Sue.
Yeah.
We should interview Sue someday.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's there's a lot to it, right? Because you and I talk about how many forms of yoga there are and all the things that are required for yoga. And we talk about, okay, well, let's bring yoga into nursing homes and let's work with people who are older. Let's do chair yoga. Let's make it accessible to people of older, even memory care units and the likes, so that we can try and help their sleep, help their pain levels, help them ease through their silver years, we'll call it. And it's always crazy to me that me specifically, didn't come to yoga until I was 35 plus. And I think it's cool that you were younger and you've been doing it longer. And, you know, you also look at your health now compared to your health 20 years ago.
Yeah, it's a pretty powerful practice. But, you know, beyond the physical and the mental aspects of it, you were starting to touch on this. It offers a real profound sense of energy, vitality, and rejuvenation. And so you can do a lot of breathing exercises that can help to expand your lung capacity, improve your oxygenation, and invigorate your body. But our energy start waning as we get older a lot of times. And so doing pranayama, doing yoga flows, that can help boost your energy levels and give you that life force, that sense of vitality, that energy for life, that zest that you don't want to lose. I mean, as people look back, a lot of times you'll hear people reminisce, oh, if I'd only known in my 20s what I know now. Well, quit worrying about what you know, going back to your 20s. Know what you know now in this present day and make the best of that. But there's a lot of poses that can benefit you from an anti-aging standpoint, I guess, but also just from a life standpoint. But a lot of the standing poses like Warrior Two, Triangle, and Tree, for example, those all three build strength and stability and balance, and they engage your leg muscles. they improve your posture. So if you wanted to just go, okay, I'm not going to go to a studio. I'm just going to pick a few poses to do every day. Those would be great ones for that. Twisting poses, Tanya mentioned earlier about that massage of the internal organs, revolve triangle, revolve chair, seated spinal twist, or even reclined spinal twist. Those can all be beneficial for your spine and the digestive system. I don't recommend doing inversions on your own without an instructor, but inversions can be legs up the wall pose. Inversions can be downward facing dog. But if you want to do like handstands, headstands, shoulder stands, find a good instructor that can teach you how to do that. But those inversions are one of the most anti-aging poses there are because they help improve your circulation. They reduce the swelling in your legs. I hesitate to buy completely into this, but a lot of people believe they reverse the effects of gravity on the body. You're not really going to reverse the effects of gravity on the body, but for me, mentally, it reverses the effects of gravity on the body. And when I'm upside down, my butt looks so friggin' perky. So it is. It does reverse the effects when I'm in a headstand or a handstand. But it does, you know, rejuvenate the nervous system, like you mentioned, and improves your mental clarity. So there's so many things that just finding a few twisting poses, standing poses, and an inversion pose that you feel confident in can, you know, pick one of each of those to do each day.
Plus, let's talk about the one like sort of elephant in the room, which is memory care and how much yoga and working with Drishti and working with affirmations and meditation and third eye connection actually stimulates the pineal gland, the pituitary gland, which is going to also help you stimulate, massage all of the cerebral spinal fluid in the body, which is going to help you keep the mind bright, ready, and full of imagination, and also keep your memory.
And you have to make it a habit.
You do.
Because it's easy to go, oh, my neck hurts today. My back hurts today. Pick something that hurts. I'm not going to do this today. And you just have to say, you know what? I'm going anyway. Mom didn't go to yoga today because her neck hurt. I said, Mom, just going, even if you lay on the floor and just absorb the good energy around you, is going to be better than sitting at home, focusing on how much your neck hurts.
Yeah. The other thing is the flip is that while we're middle-aged, we're like, I don't need yoga until something hurts. And then they're like, oh, I should probably go to yoga because my back's been hurting. It's like the reverse. So in the mid-years, when we're busy, 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 the only time we find time for yoga is when something's hurting. Uh-huh. And then it's the flip when we're later on that we're like avoiding it because we're hurting. So the moral of the story is make it a commitment. And even if it's twice a week commitment, it's better than no times a week commitment.
Yep.
Yep.
Do it. Make it a habit. And yoga help improve your skin and path of skincare, because our skin's the biggest organ of our body. And just the circulation benefits of yoga help improve your skin. But you can't just stop there. You need to put moisture back into your skin. So, but that's a whole different podcast.
Well, and I mean, we could just finish it off right there and say, we talked about Abhyanga. We've talked about the use of the proper oils for your doshas. We've talked about how important yoga is for elasticity in the body, which is including elasticity in the skin, your mm-hmm. most important organ. It is going to help with anti-wrinkles. It is going to help with keeping your skin fluid and ready for the aging process.
Yeah.
There you go. We're dorks.
Perfect. I'm Kat Kahn.
And I'm Tanya Rice.
And this is Two Pittas
on a Pod signing off.
Thank you for listening to Two Pittas on a Pod. We're grateful you joined us. Join us again for more musings of a couple of yogis.
We hope you learned, laughed, and enjoyed this podcast. And we hope you will share your comments or questions.
Email us at twopittasonapod@gmail.com.
And like us on Facebook and Instagram at Two Pittas on a Pod.